Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Is shut down for mistreatment and cruelty. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Prince George's County Police helping young students learn how to run a business. I'm Matt Koufax.
More Yellow Line service on Metro. This is Kyle Cooper.
Nats fall to the Phillies at Nats Park 4-2. The Mystics lose to previously winless Minnesota. It's 12 midnight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The U.S. military is saying tonight that a Chinese Navy ship maneuvered in an unsafe manner near an American destroyer transiting the Taiwan Strait. U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says it came within 150 yards of the American destroyer. Moments ago, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke during his trip to Singapore and India.
I voiced my concern about the irresponsible behavior we've seen with the close intercepts and the coercive behavior that we see in the waterways, and so that continues.
It is the second close encounter between American and Chinese military assets in less than 10 days, following one of Beijing's fighter jets near a U.S. surveillance plane last week. At least 288 people have been killed and more than 850 others injured in a train accident involving three trains in India's eastern state. Correspondent Remy Innocencio has more from our foreign desk.
This surge of dazed and bleeding victims overwhelming small local hospitals not used to a quick influx of high trauma patients. As dawn broke, search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled wreckage. May the dead rest in peace, said India's railway minister, who vowed to find the root of the cause.
Back here, June is Pride Month, and the celebrations kicked off from Orlando to West Hollywood. But it comes as businesses that supported the cause got a lot of backlash, then pushed back themselves. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Social media-fueled backlash is putting many companies in the culture wars crossfire. Target pulled some of its Pride merchandise last week, including items by designer Eric Carnell, citing security concerns.
The second it gets hard, if you're going to jump ship, that's a very dangerous thing to tell people.
A boycott of Bud Light has cost the beer giant about $27 billion in lost sales since April 1st, when it teamed up with transgender social media star Dylan Mulvaney.
A federal investigation finds that Border Patrol medical staff declined to review the file of an 8-year-old migrant girl with a chronic heart condition and rare blood disorder before she died on her ninth day in custody. Nick Miroff covers immigration enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security for The Washington Post.
Her fever at one point the day before she passed away had spiked to nearly 105 degrees. Why that didn't raise alarms for these medical contractors is part of that investigation.
That 8-year-old girl's family is living with relatives in New York City while funeral arrangements are being made. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
12:03 a.m. Sunday, June 4th, 2023. It's 61 degrees, dropping into the low 50s overnight. Good morning, I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. A mother and daughter are under arrest after the grandmother was found dead in their home in Landover.
Prince George's County Police say 44-year-old Candace Craig killed her mother May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Talia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. Authorities were called to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue this Friday afternoon for a welfare check and found the body of 71-year-old Margaret Craig decomposing in the basement. Candace Craig stands charged with first and second degree murder. Celia Hardy charged with accessory after the fact. Both in the custody of the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at the Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as chief diversity officer to address the issue. Now, we learned that as of this week, she has resigned her post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts toward diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI Superintendent Cedric Wims, who is also the first African-American in that position. It's 12:05. The luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Loudoun County is out of luck and out of business.
That animal rescue in Round Hill was dissolved in April after an initial hearing into the mistreatment of scores of dogs, cats, rabbits, and other domestic animals who were found in what Loudoun County Animal Services described as deplorable conditions. A months-long investigation has now resulted in more than a dozen criminal charges against 50-year-old Nicole Metz, 51-year-old Kimberly Hall, and 22-year-old Alex Hall. Investigators say they knowingly kept the animals in filthy conditions and allowed their health to suffer while continuing to acquire more animals. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
The D.C. Attorney General says there's a settlement with one opioid addiction treatment maker over a 2016 lawsuit. The multi-state suit accused Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals, now known as Indivior, of conspiring to use shady tactics to keep the price of the drug Suboxone artificially high. The company was accused of working with Monosol RX to switch Suboxone from a tablet to a film in order to delay the drug from entering the generic market, thus keeping the price of the drug high. Suboxone is prescribed to people who are trying to break free of opioid addiction. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab announced Friday that the district would be getting $2.3 million as a result of the settlement. The TV show Shark Tank has been a springboard for many entrepreneurs. Students in Prince George's County got a chance to pitch their business ideas to a Shark Tank panel of judges Friday at a police-sponsored youth event.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nayshawn Taylor says she's a business owner herself, which is what inspired her to become the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I decided that it would be a great idea to have young people learn how to create and develop their own businesses.
She says giving youth a business roadmap for life means the future can be in good hands. Just ask fourth grader Paxton Bowden.
So I was telling my judges about my business called Meat Free on the Go.
Paxton gave his presentation to the Sharks, who were other county business owners.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded, and I get to have my business like shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Montgomery County health officials are urging caution after a confirmed case of measles in the county. The infected person was at the Cabin John Ice Rink in Bethesda on the evening of May 24th and in an office building on Frederick Road in Gaithersburg during the day on May 30th. If you were born before 1957, have had two measles vaccinations, officials say you should be immune. People who are at those two locations at those times should keep an eye out for symptoms, which include a rash, high fever, runny nose, and red, watery eyes. Pregnant women, infants less than 1 year old, and those who are immune compromised are most susceptible to complications from measles. And if you think you or your child has been exposed and could be at risk, contact your health care provider or Montgomery County Health. Last confirmed measles cases in Maryland were in 2019. Coming up after traveling and weather, which brands do Americans trust the most? The details in business just ahead, where it is now 12:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rich. If you're headed on the inner loop of the Beltway, while we're not seeing any delays anymore, we're still seeing that accident scene across the Wilson Bridge. This is in the local lanes. You got some crash activity over on the right-hand side of the roadway. Again, no delay, so be ready to move over to the left-hand side. Inner loop of the belt, or rather outer loop of the Beltway now, soon after 201 Kenilworth Avenue. As of now, a far left lane is what's blocked. Looking at the camera, looks like it's two lanes on the left blocked, so you got two lanes over on the right squeezing by. It looks like the delays are minimal. Basically, you just slow down and headed past the incident itself. Northbound side of the I-270 spur, the accident scene comes up pretty abruptly. You're going to slow down right after you get onto the 270 spur. You're slow till you basically get just past Democracy Boulevard. That's where the crash is at. Unclear how many lanes are affected, but I see folks jumping out of that far left lane. Safe to say, it's probably in the left lane. Down in Virginia, I'm not seeing any issues on 66, I-95, and 395. Let's get it together, Maryland. Just teasing. 395, as you leave D.C. Towards Virginia, the work zone is there soon after the Case Bridge, right where 395 splits with the express lanes. You should have a single lane getting by the work zone there. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Thank you, Carlos. Now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Well, some of us picked up some rain along the I-81 corridor yesterday. Most of us stayed dry, and now we're looking at just mostly cloudy skies to start your day. Those showers sparked up along a cold front, which has now pushed through the entire area, and now we're looking at temperatures in the 50s now across most areas to start your Sunday. Now, while we're cloudy now, we will see the sunshine return pretty fast by the afternoon hours, and we're looking at just a downright perfect afternoon with highs in the 70s, low humidity, and a nice northeast wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour. Get outside and enjoy. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it is 63 in Manassas, 63 at Metro Center, and it's 61 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Gina Cervetti.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. What are America's most trusted brands? Amy He is a team leader at Morning Consult, which just issued its 2023 rankings.
We like to say that trust is sticky. It's something that is hard to earn, but once you have it, it's pretty resilient.
And sticky is something that this year's repeat winner knows something about.
Band-Aid is actually the most trusted brand in the U.S. for 2 years in a row.
UPS ranked as the nation's second most trusted brand, followed by Amazon in third.
It does do a lot of things right in terms of building trust, such as keeping products in stock and offering robust reviews. But our research does find that trust in the retailer has slipped over the last few years, likely given persistent headlines about labor disputes.
Lysol and Kleenex rounded out the top five, and the Weather Channel made Morning Consult's top 10.
It's such an intimate part of our day, checking the weather first thing in the morning, that there is a reason why the Weather Channel would rank on a list like the most trusted brands.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Gina Cervetti on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, if you drink coffee throughout the day, especially if you're doing it due to lack of sleep, you may be at risk. Dr. Richard Friedman is a professor of clinical psychiatry and director of the psychopharmacology clinic at the Weill Cornell Medical College, and he joins us next to explain just what those risks are. It is 12:12.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Babe, there's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Blind? Low vision? Eyesight changing? You are not alone. Connecting with blind and low vision people can provide support and expand your understanding of what is possible. We are making our own choices every day, but we are also stronger together. To learn more, visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Good morning, it's 12:13.
One smile is great, but one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. A smile has a secret power that most people don't know about. A smile multiplies. It spreads from one person to the next, stretching across entire groups of people. Smile Train knows this and is proud to be creating a wave of smiles across the cleft lip and palate community in over 70 countries. Patients, doctors, advocates, fundraisers. Collectively, our smiles are a celebration of the transformed lives of over 1.5 million children. Learn how Smile Train is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Coming up,
Nats bats go chilly in a loss to the Phillies. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
When there's not enough coffee in all of Washington to get you going,
you've got John and Michelle.
Woo!
Mornings on WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 12:15. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. Some of us just can't get our day started without a fresh cup of coffee in the morning. And while one or two cups is considered safe, what if you're using coffee throughout the day to stay alert and operate on less sleep? Well, that can be dangerous, and it will probably catch up to you. Dr. Richard Friedman is a professor of clinical psychiatry and director of psychopharmacology clinic at the Weill Cornell Medical College. He's also a guest contributor to the Washington Post's well-being section. He joined WTOP's Sean and Hillary to discuss how caffeine may be harming your sleep.
Caffeine is probably the world's most popular drink and certainly the most popular stimulant, and actually is a wonderful way to be alert and to wake up and taste delicious. But as with so many things, you can overdo it. So what I was really writing about was the problem that some people have, probably more than some, in which you drink a lot of caffeinated beverages, not necessarily coffee, throughout the day. And then what happens is that by the time you arrive at the end of your day, you're revved up and roused because caffeine lasts about 4 to 6 hours and sometimes even longer. Some people take about 12 hours to metabolize it. So you arrive at the end of the day and then you have to calm down. And often what people do when they calm down is they drink alcohol or use cannabis, and then they set up a cycle in which they're turning themselves, alerting themselves with caffeine and calming themselves with a sedative like alcohol or cannabis. And then sleep gets harmed so that you end up with less sleep and you go night after night with less sleep. And sure, after about a week or so, you get a sleep debt.
So I guess less sleep too, because alcohol is a stimulant, right?
Well, alcohol has two effects. It knocks you out and relaxes you. But then when the alcohol is metabolized in the middle of the night, your brain, like a light bulb, wakes up and you're wide awake. Then you have trouble falling back asleep. So when you get up the next morning, you've had a poor night of sleep. You have a sleep debt. And now you need caffeine to wake up even more so. And you can see there's a self-sustaining cycle, which, you know, you need caffeine to wake you up from your poor sleep the night before, only setting you up, if you drink enough of it during the day, for another night of poor sleep the following night.
What are some tips you might have when it comes to healthy caffeine use?
I would say keep the caffeine use to the morning. Don't drink it past lunch, so that by the time you arrive at bedtime, your caffeine is worn off and you'll be able to fall asleep naturally and wake up again and start all over again.
That's Dr. Richard Friedman, professor of clinical psychiatry and director of the psychopharmacology clinic at the Weill Cornell Medical College. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. A week after the debt ceiling agreement was reached, President Biden signs it into law with just 2 days before a potential federal default. Maryland's governor joins eight of his counterparts around the country calling for textbook makers to hold the line against censorship. And over 280 people are dead, over 1,000 more injured after the collision and derailment of three trains in Northeast India. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it is now 12:18. Traffic and weather on the gates. Let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rich. The northbound side of the I-270 spur. As of now, just a single lane of traffic is squeezing by the accident scene over on the right-hand side of the roadway. It sounded like they may have temporarily stopped traffic for a brief moment there. If they did, it was only for a few moments to get things out of the way. And as I'm saying that, looks like that last fire truck is pulling away. And I can confirm all lanes have officially reopened. Just want you to proceed with much caution, even though all lanes are open. All too often when these things open up, folks like to speed up a lot right as they leave the cluster of delays. And that's when secondary accident scenes happen. So pick up speed, but do so carefully. Outer loop of the Beltway, that crash after 201 still out there, but it's now over on the left shoulder. Shouldn't be blocking your way, but there's still a little bit of a delay through there. Outbound at 395 headed towards Virginia. A single lane of traffic will get you by the work zone soon after the Case Bridge on your approach towards 395 and the 14th Street Bridge. If you're headed on DC 295, I'm not seeing anything slowing you down. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Well, some of us picked up a little bit of rain along the I-81 corridor yesterday. Most of us stayed dry, which was good news if you had outdoor plans, but bad news as far as drought conditions go. We do need some rain as we're about 6 inches below where we should be this time of year. Now, to start your day, we're looking at cloudy skies right now, but temperatures holding steady in the 50s across most areas. Don't let the clouds fool you. We have nothing but sunshine in the forecast later on today with highs in the 70s. A nice northeast wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour and low humidity will just be a perfect day to get outside and enjoy. The forecast for the week ahead, nothing but dry conditions and highs on either side of 80 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it's 61 in Gaithersburg, it's 60 in Lanham, and it's 60 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP.
Holding cash in PayPal and Venmo may be a bad idea. I'm Luke Luker.
It's 1221.
An orthopedic surgeon makes understanding pain painless.
It's the biggest frustration that patients have.
This is Dr. Pamela Mehta talking about aches with unexpected origins.
I see patients with pain in their knees, their hips, their back. Oftentimes, the pain is actually coming from their feet.
Bet they aren't expecting to hear that.
Those patients are super surprised. They can't believe that the pain in their knee isn't coming from actually inside the knee. But if you think about it, the feet are the base to your whole body.
That's why she suggests personally fit arch supports. Emphasis on the personal fit.
If you get something basing it just on your shoe size, it isn't going to fit you properly.
And if it doesn't fit well, it probably won't work well.
Go get arch supports fitted to you. It's as easy as going into a Goodfeet store.
The Goodfeet store has locations in D.C. and Baltimore and now open in Frederick across from Wegmans. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the Goodfeet store.
It's 1222.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
No matter how fast life moves in the DMV,
our reporters are there, live on the scene when news happens.
We're your source for breaking local news.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
This is WTOP News.
It's 1223. You've probably received a Venmo from a friend recently for maybe drinks or dinner. Now, a new warning urges you not to keep your money in that same account.
Instead, immediately transfer any money in your account to your checking or savings. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says funds sitting in apps like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App may not be safe from a financial collapse because they're not insured. The warning comes in the wake of the Silicon Valley and two other bank collapses. The money is much safer in a bank account because the FDIC insures up to $250,000 there. An industry group representing PayPal and Cash App argues that their platforms are completely safe. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Starting today, Metro is expanding service on the Yellow Line after extensive construction.
Trains will arrive every 8 minutes, open to close. Metro says Yellow Line customers will enjoy less crowded trains and shorter waits, an average of 4 minutes, where Yellow and Green Line trains serve the downtown core between La Fon Plaza and Mount Vernon Square. This comes after an 8-month project to rehab the Yellow Line bridge and tunnel. Ridership has rebounded on the Yellow Line about 20% since completion of the project. Metro says this is part of an overall rebound of people taking the train. Metro will soon have 70% more trains in service hours during peak periods compared to last year. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
There's been some political backlash in Virginia following the announcement from Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin that he would deploy 100 National Guard troops to Texas for a month at a cost of $3 million.
It's really disappointing.
Virginia Democratic State Senator Scott Servil says he's working with leaders in his party to explore whether it's legal for Governor Youngkin to use the National Guard for this purpose.
We'll definitely be looking into his legal authority to make this decision.
Youngkin has said specifically that he wants to help Texas deal with an increase of fentanyl coming across the border, saying that impacts every state in the country, though many Democrats claim Youngkin is thinking more about his political future and a possible run for president.
That's the only reason this is happening, and our taxpayer resources shouldn't be part of Youngkin for president. I can think of much better ways to spend $3 million a month.
Nick Einelli, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
At 12:25, here's Frank Hanrahan.
It was a good night for D.C. United visiting Inter Miami. Got goals from Pines and Benteke. D.C. 2-1 victory at Inter Miami. NWSL, Washington Spirit got a goal from Trinity Rodman. Spirit and Racing Louisville end in a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. WNBA, Mystics, tough loss to previously winless Minnesota, 80-78. Mystics now 3-3 on this young season. Nationals, they cannot get by the Phillies. They lose 4-2. Philadelphia snaps a 5-game losing skid. Rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, tough news for the Nats on Saturday. Washington Post reporting that the team has completely shut down former World Series MVP pitcher Steven Strasburg, as they reportedly fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not appeared in a game in almost a year, signed a huge 7-year, $245 million contract after winning the World Series MVP in 2019. French Open, Francis Tiafoe falls in four sets to Alexander Zverev. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, 3-set win into the round of 16. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather, President Biden signs the bill to raise the nation's debt limit. We'll have the details in the minutes ahead. It is 12:27.
Calvert Concept Charitable Corporation, better known as C4, is doing more than just talking about reparations and social justice.